Genesis chapter number 40. If you have your place in your Bibles there, I want you to look at verse number 1. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. And they continued a season in ward. Let the church say amen. Father, would you bless us now as we gather around your word tonight? As your vessel, would you cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, and fill me with your spirit? Help me be a blessing, and I pray that your word will continue to help us to be better Christians, salt and light in a world that is desperate to see you. And may they see you through us. Bless now the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I like to start every time we're in Genesis with saying this phrase together, and the Lord was with Joseph. Let's say it again, and the Lord was with Joseph. One more time, and the Lord was with Joseph. And typically I follow it up with a question like this: is the Lord with you? I know what you're thinking. Of course, he'll never leave me or forsake me. He's with me wherever I go. Whither shall I ascend from his presence? We understand that. We understand that in the Old Testament dispensation, the Holy Spirit did not dwell in the believer like he dwells in us. So God came on folks and dwelt with folks, and God came to show up in folks' lives when they needed him. But we understand that the application of this statement is God's active presence with you, God's presence seen in your life, God's direction, God's leadership, God's touch, God's hand, God's will being acted out through you. I'm asking you, not just simply is the Holy Spirit living inside of you, believer. We understand that God gave you the Holy Spirit and he'll never leave you. I'm asking you, is God's presence active? Is God's leadership evident? Is God's will being worked in your life? Is the Lord with you? Or are you just kind of doing things on your own? Have you stepped out into independence without God, as if you don't need God, making decisions in your own understanding? Proverbs says, lean not unto your own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. Is the Lord with you? He was with Joseph. We saw in chapter 39, he was with Joseph at Potiphar's. And then later on in the chapter, after Joseph didn't expect it, he didn't do anything to deserve it, we saw the last couple of weeks that God was with Joseph in prison. And the Lord was with Joseph. In Potiphar's, the Lord was with him. In prison, the Lord was with him. It just seems like this is becoming a pattern. It doesn't matter where Joseph goes, God goes. It doesn't matter where Joseph ends up, God's there. It doesn't matter what Joseph goes through, God is going through it with him. What are you going through right now that you're going through by yourself because you're not allowing God to be with you? Or moreover, you're not being with God. And the Lord was with Joseph. There he is in prison. Prison was an abrupt placement. Prison showed him absolute providence. God blessed him and gave him favor. And that favor ushered in an awarded position. He was put in charge in prison because the captain of the prison, the keeper of the prison, the boss in the prison saw God on Joseph. You're not the only one that's going to know the Lord's with you. Other people are going to know it too. And it's going to result in success, opportunities being afforded you that would not have been given you if your Christian testimony were not evident. We got a lot of closet Christians. Oh, God knows where I stand with him. All I care about is what God and me know. Wait. Other people need to see it. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The captain of the guard, the boss, saw the favor of God and put Joseph in charge. And we ended the chapter with his statement, the Lord made it to prosper. Whatever Joseph did, the Lord made it to prosper. That's why you want the Lord to be with you. So his blessing will be with you. So what you do will be blessed. Listen to me. I want God to bless what I'm doing, but I've got to do what God is blessing. And I want God to be involved in what I'm doing. I don't want to just preach. I want God on my preaching. I don't want to just sing. I want God on my singing. I don't want to just be a husband. I want God on me as I'm a husband. I don't just want to raise kids. I want God with me as I raise kids. I've got to live in a way. I've got to maintain a testimony. And that testimony has to be maintained in situations that are not necessarily favorable, not pleasant, not expected. He didn't want to be in prison. He didn't ask to be in Potiphar's house. But just because you don't want to be there and you don't ask to be there doesn't mean that God shouldn't be there with you. He's still in prison, in abrupt placement, in absolute providence, in a warded position. But in chapter 40, I want you to notice two simple thoughts tonight. Number one, additional predicaments. Additional predicaments. Now remember, the scene is in prison for Joseph. But in chapter 40, verse number 1, God introduces us to another scene that is happening concurrently while Joseph is in prison. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. Now watch this. Now, this is going on in the palace. This is going on where Pharaoh is. Meanwhile, while Joseph is in prison. And the reason why I call this additional predicaments, because I want to remind us of something. While we're going through something, others are too. Just because you can't see other people's trials doesn't mean they're not having them. Joseph's not the only one with problems. Joseph's not the only one that's going to go through a situation that he doesn't enjoy. Meanwhile, somewhere else, unbeknownst to him, in a place where he is not, where something is going on of which he's not aware, there are two fellows that are having their own predicaments, and we're going to find out that their predicaments are going to weave in with Joseph's predicament, and God is going to use what happened in each of their lives to bring them together. Additional predicaments. There's a particular offense. The scripture doesn't tell us what it was, but it does tell us that it happened. The butler and the baker offended their lord. They did something wrong or did something that their boss didn't appreciate. And I will tell you something. Offenses are happening around us that we don't know about. People are having problems. People make mistakes. Watch this now. Meanwhile, Joseph is in prison for not doing something wrong and he gets punished. But there are other people in the palace that are doing something wrong and are also going to get punished. There was a particular offense that resulted in a personal outrage. Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers. They're listed there against the chief of the butlers and the chief of the baker. So they weren't just butler and baker. They were chief of butler and chief of baker. Listen, I don't care who you are. You can be the boss and all the way at the top. You can mess up. You can make mistakes. And you can lose in a moment what took you years to gain. Now watch this now. They had a particular offense that results in personal outrage. Can a boss get mad with his supervisor? Sure. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that around you, while you're going through something that you don't think is fair, there are others that are going through something. There are others losing their job. There are others that are getting sick. There are others that are going through difficulties. There are others that are having marital issues. There are others that are having family crisis. And you just think you're the only one that's going through situation. Here you are down in prison and it's not fair. And she lied on me and my boss turned on me and I'm down here. Wait a minute, Joseph. God's got you down there for a reason. Live for God. And God's going to give you the opportunity to be in charge in prison. But meanwhile, while you're in prison, you're not the only person in the world that has issues. There are other people in a high place where everybody would like to be. But guess what? They have problems too. Don't turn the TV on and look at celebrities and don't come to church and look at people that look like everything's going fine and go, I wish I were them and I wish I had with that. Listen, everywhere you go, people have problems. At the top, at the bottom, and everywhere in between. A particular offense that led to personal outrage, which resulted in a punishing outcome. Watch this now. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard. Guess what? The guy that was innocent that got lied on ended up in the ward. The two fellows that were guilty of offending their boss, and it seems to be that they really committed this offense, ended up in the ward. Same spot. He puts them in prison with the captain of the guard. Let me tell you something. We're going to all end up at a spot sometime. We may end up there for different reasons, but that doesn't mean we won't end up in the same spot. Here are these two fellas that left the top-notch jobs, chief of the butlers, chief of the bakers. But guess what? It doesn't matter who you were chief of. When you mess up, you down in prison. And this is where they were because the Pharaoh put them there. King put them there. By the way, not just anybody, not just some average Joe, the head of the country put them in ward. They ended up in a predicament of their own. And I'm just trying to tell you, we're all facing something. Don't you think you're the only person that's having problems? While you're there and you don't think you should be there, guess what? There are some people there that belong there, but God is going to merge your paths. Tonight I want you to look at one more thought. Not only the additional predicaments. Somebody else is going through something outside of you, unaware to you. But it's real. But now I want you to write down assigned peers. Assigned peers. I call this divine appointment. Notice the verse. And he, speaking of Pharaoh, verse 3, put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison. Now notice the last statement in that verse. The place where Joseph was bound. What you doing down there, Joseph? I'm down here because I didn't deserve it. I'm down here because that woman lied on me. I'm down here because her husband put me down here. I'm down here because I did nothing wrong, but I hit the ground running. Being a Christian, wherever I was, you can't turn it on, turn it off. You leave it on. Did you hear me now? I said, leave it on. That's why we live through the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And it is God which worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. If our Christianity is turning off and on, then we're living by the wrong power. Because the Holy Ghost doesn't turn off and on. But if God is living through us, God the Holy Spirit living through us, of course God that was with Joseph was living through Joseph in Genesis chapter 39 and now in chapter number 40. He landed in prison living for God and somebody noticed it. It got him a good job. Let me tell you something. The best jobs that you want to have, you will get if you live for God. And getting a good job gave him the privilege to be in charge. But wait a minute now. He's not only got the privilege of being in charge, but now he is assigned peers of two prisoners who landed there from the palace into the place where God's child was. Divine appointment. Listen, don't fuss about where you are. Don't complain about what you're going through. Don't say it's not fair. God put you there so you can live for God. So somebody in charge could see you living for God. So you can be put in charge. But wait a minute now. While you're in charge, God is going to bring some peers to you by divine appointment. Can I say this to you? Some of my greatest relationships that have been forged in my life were forged by divine appointment during moments in my life that I thought I disliked the most. The valleys where God introduced me to people by divine appointment. The tough times, the crises, the difficulties, the struggles. He didn't meet this butler and baker at a job fair. He didn't meet this butler and baker while he was out at some fancy shindig. He didn't meet this butler and baker while he was visiting the palace and touring how pharaohs live. He didn't meet this butler and the baker at his highest moment in life. He met this butler and the baker while he was in prison for doing nothing wrong, but God allowed him to be there. And maybe God has introduced you to a valley, to a trial, to a storm, not just for you, but he's bringing somebody else to the same valley, to the same crisis, and to the same storm, because he's got you meeting them and them meeting you so that you can introduce them to Almighty God. Wow. The divine appointment. So what are you going to do with these fellas that ended up in the prison you ended up in and are now in charge of? Verse number 4. The captain of the guard charged Joseph with them. Go figure. Here's a guy that's a foreigner from another country that ended up being in there for being accused of trying to be with Potiphar's wife. I mean, seemed to me he landed in prison with a bad rap. And then he gets in prison and lives so much for God that he overcomes the stigma perhaps about himself and gets in charge. And then two elite prisoners. I mean, these are fancy folks. I mean, these are prestigious folks. Chief of the butler, chief of the bakers. Don't it seem to me if he was chief of the butlers and chief of the baker, bakers, doesn't it seem to you that the captain of the guard might put them in charge over Joseph, but instead he puts Joseph over them. And Joseph goes from a divine appointment to what I call diligent assistance. Wow. He served them. Joseph, what are you going to do with these guilty people and you're innocent? I'm going to serve them. I'm going to serve them. I'm going to get around people that don't know God. I'm going to get around people that are worse off than I am. I'm going to get around people that have committed things that I've never committed. I'm going to get around guilty people, and I'm an innocent person, but I'm going to serve them. I'm going to be a blessing to somebody. People are going to land in my path. I'm going to be a blessing to my coworker. I'm going to be a blessing to my classmates. I'm going to be a blessing to the person that's riding in the car with me. I'm going to be a blessing to my teammate. I'm going to be a blessing to my peers. I'm going to be a blessing to those that work beside me. Why? Because that's what happens when the Lord is with you. You begin to serve people. Listen to me now. Jesus made it very clear when he said, I was naked and you clothed me, and I was in prison and you visited me. And they begin to ask him, Lord, when was all of these things that happened? We don't remember bringing you this and serving you. Listen. When you have done it to the least of these, you have done it to me. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't drop lunch off to God. We can't give God a ride. We can't go deliver God a bouquet of flowers or an edible arrangement. We can't literally serve God physically by taking something to him, because he's in heaven and we're here on earth. And I'll tell you how you serve God. You serve God by serving people. You serve God by pouring your heart into people. You serve God by doing for others. And by the way, not only do you serve God, but you get your mind off your problems. You get your mind off of your situation. You get away from singing the blues. You rebuke the spirit of depression and despondency. You tell the devil, I'm not going to get down in the depths of despair, because when you bring that sentiment into my mind, I'm going to go be a blessing to some. I'm asking you, how have you served others during this pandemic? I know, we all, you want to have a complaint competition? I guarantee you, we could really, we could really stir it up if we had a complaint competition. I mean, just when you thought yours was top, somebody come in with a better one. And just when that person hit the top, somebody come in, oh, you think you got a complaint? Let me tell you what I went through this week. Oh, you think you went through something? Let me tell you what I went through. Well, my head hurts. Well, my hand hurts. Well, my back hurts. Well, my toe hurts. Well, my head hurt, back and hand hurts. Listen to me now. We can all have a complaint competition, but why don't we quit complaining and say, I'm going to be a blessing. I'm going to call somebody else up and tell them I'm praying for them. I'm going to send a card. I'm going to send an encouraging text. I'm going to go do something. And by the way, start with serving your own family. I'm going to be a blessing to my wife. I'm going to be a blessing to my husband. I'm going to be a blessing to my kids. I'm going to be a blessing to my parents. We can serve others even when we're in a bad place. And then the delayed association. What do you mean? The Bible says they continued a season in ward. Some people are your peers for a brief moment. Some people you work with for a day. Some people you're around for just a fleeting moment. Others are there for a lengthy season. You know what that means? You're going to have to sustain your testimony. You're going to have to be watched for a while. See, if a passing stranger catches you on a good Christian day, they're going to assume you're a good Christian. But the people that work with you for about a month, 2 months, 3 months, they're going to find out whether you're real. See, the church can see you for an hour. Oh, man, that child of God is in love with Jesus. What about your family? What about your spouse? What about those that are around you for a season? A delayed association. Let me tell you something. Some of your peers will be assigned for a while, and they're going to watch you. They're going to see you day in and day out. I'm telling you, these fellows are looking at Joseph. Let's watch this foreign fellow as he gets up every day and he takes care of his responsibilities and he does his job and he's respectful to his authority. Let's watch him as he takes care and he makes sure that everything is done properly and he lives in front of us and he executes his authority with a good testimony and he shows trustworthiness. I'm telling you something now. You can sit around there and say, I don't like where I am. I will enjoy what I'm going through. I'll be glad when this is over. But I'm telling you, God has put your Christianity on display. And my friend, the grade you get on your report card for your Christianity on display before other people is the very grade that is going to position you for the opportunity. Watch this now. To not only to be a blessing to people, but the opportunity to live out your Christianity that is going to be your get out of jail free card. And you don't realize it. And I don't want to get ahead of myself. But you don't realize it. But the same Christian testimony that gets you in jail for doing nothing wrong, it's going to be the same Christian testimony that's going to get you out of jail for doing something right. I don't know about you. I want to live for God right now in the tough times. Somebody's watching. Somebody's looking for God. They're there because they were wrong. You're there because you were right. Maybe the right you lived to get you there is the right you need to live while you are there. Because somebody needs to see the Lord with you. Father, help us. Stir us up afresh. Please, Lord. Even when we're facing something, and I know I'm talking to church members right now that are going through the trial of their life. But it's not just for us. There are additional predicaments. And other people, for different reasons, are going to end up right beside us. And we're going to get a chance to show a different person from a different place with different influence just how good you are. Help us. In Jesus' name. Amen.